Yeah, before you listen to the sermon, read 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش بدین، دوم قرنتیان فصل 7 رو بخونید.
Yeah, so we're going to the book of 2 Corinthians.
کتاب دوم قرنتیان رو هم می‌خونیم.
And we're now in the second part of chapter 7.
ما قسمت دوم فصل 7 رو.
And the main topic in the second part is godly sorrow.
موضوع قسمت دومش
yeah,
اینه که
the sorrow of the world.
ناراحتی واقعی ضد ناراحتی
yeah, let's start reading in verse 8 of chapter 7.
هشت رو بخونید در فصل آیه 8 فصل 7.
Yeah, for though I made you sorry with a letter, I did not repent. Thought I did repent, for I perceived that the same epistle had made you sorry, though it were but for a season.
زیرا که هرچند شما را به آن رساله غمگین ساختم پشیمان نیستم. اگر پشیمان هم بودم، زیرا دریافتم که آن رساله شما را هرچند برای مدتی غمگین ساخت.
Yeah, so what is Paul talking about?
Yeah,
he had written them a letter that had brought them sorrow. Yeah? And of course, we're talking about 1 Corinthians. Yeah, the idea of them being sorry is them being grieved. Yeah, because this letter of 1 Corinthians was a letter of rebuke.
Yeah, as in church,
they had gone off the rails. Yeah, so they received this letter, they read it, and it grieved them when they realized they were on the wrong path. And of course, from the second letter, we know that they responded to what Paul had written them. Yeah, so Paul says, I cause you grief. I cause you sorrow with my first letter. Yeah, but as you'll see, it's only for a season. Now, last Wednesday, Sunday, we looked at the meaning of the word repent and repentance. Yeah, and we saw that the word repent or repentance yeah, does not include of your sins. Yeah, that's not in the meaning of the word.
Yeah,
and I understand that in Farsi this has a kind of that meaning in it.
و می‌دونیم که تو فارسی توبه همیشه گناه توش داره کلمه ایست که همیشه توبه از گناه برمی‌داره.
And of course, you can turn from sin. You can repent from
میشه
sin.
میشه توبه از گناه کرد. میشه از گناه دور شد.
But the actual meaning of the word is that you change your mind.
اما معنی واقعی توبه فکرتو عوض کردنه.
That you rethink something.
مسیر زندگی تو عوض کردنه.
That you go from an unbelief to belief.
روش فکر عوض کردنه. از غیر ایمان به ایمان دور شدنه.
That you change your action.
رفتارتو عوض کردنه.
We see God changing his actions.
که رفتارشو عوض کرده.
And the Bible says God repents.
و خدا کلام میگه خدا
توبه کرده. And of course God has no sin.
و خدا هیچ گناهی نداره.
Now in 2 Corinthians
دوم قرنتیان
chapter 7 verse 8
فصل 7 آیه 8
it is very clear that the word repent is not pointing to something that is sinful.
که نشون میده این توبه نشونه گناه نیست.
For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent, though I did repent. First part of 8.
زیرا هرچند شما رو به رساله غمگین ساختم پشیمان نیستم. اگر پشیمان هم بودم زیرا دریافتم که آن رساله شما را هرچند برای مدتی غمگین ساختم.
Yeah, so
پشیمان و توبه در حقیقت کلمه ریشه که ترجمه شده به پشیمان همون توبه است.
Yeah, so Paul in regards to his letter said I did repent and then I did not repent.
توبه کردم اما توبه نکردم. پشیمان شدم اما پشیمان نشدم.
Is Paul saying I'm not turning from sin now and then I am turning from sin now in the past.
دیگه بر نمیگردم دیگه حالا به گناه بر نمیگردم.
And of course that doesn't make any sense.
هیچ معنی واقعی نداره.
So what does it mean when Paul says this?
و حرفی رو که اینجا پولس میزنه.
Before when he had sent his letter,
قبل از اینکه نامه رو بفرسته,
he had second thoughts.
نظرهای دیگه داشته.
He was changing his mind.
فکرشو عوض میکرده.
Before he rethought the fact that he had sent them this letter.
قبل از اینکه این فکر رو قبل از اینکه این نامه رو بنویسه به این فکر دیگه داشت.
Yeah, why? Because he didn't want to make him sorrowful. He
doesn't want them to grieve. نمی‌خواستم گریه‌تون بندازم. پشیمانم که ناراحت
شدم. And when you preach
وقتی موعظه میکنی.
Yeah, sometimes you ask yourself after. When you're driving home on a night.
خونه شب بعد از موعظه.
Was I too harsh? Did I say too much?
جدی گفتم.
And you start thinking, should I have said that?
آیا باید میگفتم یا نباید میگفتم؟
Yeah, but then later.
بعدش.
You're convinced. No, I had to say that. This was right.
آره, درست بود. باید میگفتم. با اینکه سخت بود, باید میگفتم.
And that's basically what Paul is doing here.
این کاریه که پولس داره انجام.
Yeah, when he first sent his letter.
اول وقتی نامش
رو. He did repent. He said.
توبه کرد.
Man, I was a little bit too hard with these rebukes.
آه, خیلی زیادی تون رفتم. خیلی زیادی.
And he didn't want to people get grieved.
نمیخواست یه کسی غمگین کنه, کسی ناراحت کنه.
Yeah, maybe I should have written it more softly.
شاید یه مقدار آروم‌تر باید می‌نوشتمش, یه مقدار راحت‌تر.
But then when he thought about it some more.
یه مقدار بیشتر بهش فکر
کرد. He was convinced. No, this was the right thing to do.
بعد میگه, اوکی, درست.
I'm not repenting.
خوشحال نشدم از ناراحتیشون. Yeah. اما اشتباه نکردم, درست گفتم.
Not changing your mind in regards
to
having to in regards to sending this letter.
اون دلیل نامه ای رو که نوشته بودم درست بود, با اینکه نمیخواستم
ناراحت شدن,
ولی درسته که گفتم.
Even though it made them sorry.
با اینکه ناراحتشون کرد,
yeah.
با اینکه غمگینشون کرد.
But it was for a season.
اما برای فصلی غمگینشون کرد.
Because First Corinthians was effective.
اول قرنتیان تحت تاثیر قرار داده بود. گوش دادن به همش.
Verse 9.
آیه 9.
Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance. For you were made sorry after a godly manner, that you might receive damage by us in nothing.
اکنون شادوانم نه از آنکه اندوهگین شدید, بلکه از اینکه اندوه شما به توبه انجامید, زیرا که اندوه شما برای خدا بود تا به هیچ وجه زیانی از ما به شما نرسد.
Yeah, so I did not rejoice that I grieved you with my letter.
خیلی شاد نیستم که شما رو با.
Yeah, that doesn't give Paul joy.
با رسالم ناراحت کردم. لذت نبردم از ناراحتیتون.
But in your grief.
اما در ناراحتی.
In your sorrow over this letter.
در غمگینیتون.
Yeah, it led you to make changes.
باعث شد که شما تغییر ایجاد کنید.
Yeah, you were made sorry.
شما ناراحت شدید.
But it's the kind of sorrow that is godly.
اما اون ناراحتی ناراحتی سرایی.
It's the kind of sorrow that leads to life.
اون ناراحتی است که شما رو به زندگی میرسونه.
Yeah, it's the kind that leads up to living up more uprightly before God.
اون ناراحتی که شما رو به مقدس بودن بهتر.
This kind of repentance.
این نوع توبه با اینکه غم انگیز.
Leads to something good in your life.
یه رشته تازه, یه چیزی.
It doesn't bring damage. It helps you.
ناراحتتون نکرد, آسیب بهتون نرسوند.
Your grief leads to change.
باعث تغییر زندگیتون
yeah,
شد.
In this case, getting things right.
و این باعث شد که درست قدم بردارید.
Yeah, and change of mind in regards of what was going on in the church.
فکرتون رو عوض کردن از طبق روشی که اتفاقی تو کلیسا میافتاده, چیز بدی نیست. نظرم عوض شد.
Yeah, because there was a lot of wrong in the church.
تو کلیسا خیلی اشتباه بود, باید تصحیح شد.
Yeah, and Paul is comforted by hearing that.
با شنیدن این کلام.
He's happy to hear that they're doing better.
خوشحاله که میشنوه اینا کارشون بهتره.
Yeah, and what was the broader context of these scriptures anyway?
Doing ministry. چه چیز دیگه ای رو بیشتر به ما نشون داد؟
He's glad that they're doing well as a church.
شاد شد که اونها به عنوان کلیسا کار خوبی رو انجام
میدن. So pretty straightforward what this means.
خیلی جدی به هم نگاه
کنیم. And we see the word repent actually being used in two ways.
کلمه توبه یا پشیمانی.
Yeah, Paul. Not repenting of writing this letter.
توبه نمی‌کنه از نوشتنش.
And it's a good thing.
نه که اشتباه کردم نوشتم.
Yeah, because they needed that letter.
چون نامه رو لازم داشتن, رساله رو لازم داشتن.
Yeah, to cause a temporary grief.
که اون ناراحتی موقت ایجاد کنه تو قلبشون.
And then we have the Corinthians who do repent.
بعد قرنتیان رو داریم که توبه می‌کنه.
Which was a good thing.
که درست بوده, بعد توبه می‌کردن.
Yeah, because they changed the mind of something that was wrong.
چون فکرشون عوض کردن از اتفاقی که قبلا اشتباه داشتن.
Read the next verse.
آیه بعدی رو بخون.
For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death.
زیرا اندوهی که برای خداست موجب توبه می شود به جهت نجات, که از آن پشیمانی نیست, اما اندوه دنیایی موجب مرگ است.
Now this is a verse that is some people take this out of context and explain this wrong.
این آیه‌ایه که مردم موضوع رو ازش در میارند و یه جور دیگه توضیح میدن.
I will start giving you the right interpretation.
معنی درستش رو میخوام بهتون.
And then I will show you how this verse is misused.
و بعد بهتون میگم چه اشتباهی از این آیه.
You probably have already a good idea how it's misused.
فکر می‌کنی خودتون حدس بزنید که این.
So here's the right interpretation.
معنی درست این آیه.
And it just follows from the verses we just read.
از همون آیه 8 و 9 که خوندیم, آیه 10 بهش وابسته است. سوال نمی‌تونیم بکنیم.
Paul is mentioning two kinds of sorrowing here.
پولس دو تا غمگینی رو نشون میده.
Yeah, the kind of which he mentioned in the previous verse.
آیه
the sorrowing that leads to changing your mind. The sorrowing that leads to changing your mind. That's the one after the godly manner.
که پشیمانی فکر این که به فکر خدایی بریم کارمون مقدس‌تر باشه.
Yeah, you've done something wrong.
اشتباه کردی.
You change your mind afterwards.
فکرتون عوض کردی.
Yeah, you've been confronted that you've done something wrong. And it leads to salvation.
و شما رو به نجات میرسونه.
Yeah, the kind of sorrow that afterwards you look back to and say, hey, this was good for me. I needed this.
اون ناراحتی که برمیگردیم و بعد میگیم برای من درست لازم بود بعد این کارو میکردم. واقعا باید این کارو میکردم.
It leads to getting away from sin and getting away from others wrong.
من رو از راه اشتباه دور کردم.
But on the other side, you also have another kind of sorrow.
اما یه ناراحتی پشیمانی دیگه هم داریم.
The sorrow of the world.
پشیمانی و ناراحتی دنیوی.
That worketh death.
که باعث مرگ میشه.
It's this kind of sorrow that grieves because you get caught.
پشیمانیه که ای وای داشتم دزدی میکردم اما گرفتم.
It's not the kind of sorrow that leads to a change.
دستم رو شد. اون ناراحتی نیست که ما رو عوض
کنه. Yeah, you have a criminal plan to rob a bank.
یه مجرمی بانک رو دزدی میکنه.
He's carrying it out and something goes wrong. He gets caught.
یهو میره تو دزدی، یهو پلیس میریزه و میگیرتش.
Now he can cry before the judge. He can look sorrowful before the judge.
But
most of the time that's not what he's not sorrowing because of his sin. He's sad with himself.
ناراحته که
because he let himself to be caught.
باعث شد که لو بره.
He's sad because he is getting punishment.
مجازات داره میشه.
Yeah, he's not grieved over the fact that he has sinned.
ناراحت نیست که گناه کرده. ناراحته به خاطر نتیجه گناهش.
Yeah, so that's the sorrow of the world.
این ناراحتی دنیوی.
Yeah, that brings forth death.
این ناراحتی دنیوی مرگ رو
میاره. Go to James 1. James 1:15.
آیه 15.
Then when lust had conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
از شهوت آبستن شده گناه را می‌زاید و گناه به پایان رسیده مرگ به بار می‌آورد.
Yeah, the sorrowing of the world does not lead to change of mind in regards to sin.
فکرمون رو در مورد گناه عوض نمی‌کنه.
And therefore in the end it will bring forth death.
اما در عوض مرگ رو برامون میاره. آخر سر به مرگ می‌رسیم.
Yeah, so that's the explanation of these
first. این پیشنهاد این آیه است.
Yeah. And it makes sense. It flows with what the rest of the text says.
اگر ناراحتی دنیوی باشه باعث مرگمون میشه.
Yeah, Paul is just glad with the church. That his letter had effect.
که کلیسا واقعا توبه کرد از
همه. Yeah, first I was a little bit doubting, like, hey, have I gone too far? Yet afterwards he was convinced it was the right thing.
اما بعدش میگه درست گفتم.
And had resulted in them having godly sorrow and changing their mind.
نتیجهش باعث شد که ناراحتی.
It had brought life to that church.
زندگی رو به کلیسا آورد.
Yeah, instead of the other kind of sorrowing.
به جای او یکی مسیح.
After the world and then.
به فکر دنیا ناراحت.
Because they got caught because they were confronted by Paul.
Now,
why is this verse so often misused? Now, the reason is simple because it says repentance unto salvation. And they, of course, read this in the sense of turning away from sin, getting things right, and it's people who falsely believe that you need to repent of your sins to be saved that go to this verse and point out, see, you need to repent of your sins to be saved. Yeah, and they also will also say, oh, you need to be sorrow if you want to get saved.
Yeah.
If you go out soul winning, yeah, it only counts if somebody is in tears when you share the gospel with them. Yeah, because godly sorrow worketh repentance. Now, there are several problems with this interpretation. Now, first of all, yeah, most people don't start crying when you share the gospel with them. Yeah, after all, it's a good news.
Yeah,
it's something to rejoice over.
Now,
sometimes people do.
بعضی وقتا یکی
گریه میکنه. Yeah, sometimes people are grieved.
بعضی وقتا کسی
اشک سرو.
بعضی وقتا
when they realize they've been lied to all their life.
وقتی میفهمن که کل زندگیشو دروغ گفتن. چجوری ازش سوء استفاده کردن.
When they realize they have lived their life in vain worshiping cows and or a false prophet.
نبی دروغ رو like محمد دنبالش رفتن یا گاو پرستیدن.
Yeah, and they grieve over that.
و بعد گریه میکنن به خاطر اون اعتقاد غلطی که داشتن.
Are not emotional when you share the gospel with them.
اکثر کسا به گریه نمیافتن.
Some will actually rejoice on the spot.
بعضی همون لحظه شاد میشن از
خبر. Because salvation is not an emotion.
نجات همیشه با احساس
نیست. It's a person deciding to believe.
شخص گرفتن که اعتقاد بیاره به حقیقت خداوند.
Going from unbelief to belief.
از غیر ایمان به ایمان قدم برداشتن.
Going from a false belief to the true belief.
از اعتقاد غلط به اعتقاد درست رو آوردنه.
It's a second problem.
دومین مشکلیه.
There are so many verses that say salvation is by faith.
نجات از طریق ایمان و ایمان و از طریق ایمان.
Yeah, not by bawling out your eyes and repenting of your sins. Yeah, it's not salvation by stop sinning. It's not salvation by crying and stop sinning. It's salvation by faith. Listen to the sermon from Sunday if you want to have some more verses on that. And here's a third problem. The concept of salvation and being saved
و قسمت نجات
does not always point to spiritual salvation.
همیشه از نجات روحانی صحبت
And here in 2 Corinthians 7 it clearly does not.
و دوم قرنتیان فصل 7 در مورد نجات روحانی صحبت نمی‌کنه.
Is Paul speaking to the church?
با کلیسا صحبت می‌کنه که قبلش هم نجات داشته.
He is speaking to believers.
با ایماندارانی که از قبل ایمان داشتن.
He is not explaining how they get saved.
توضیح نداده چه جوری نجات پیدا کردن.
He is praising them for the fact
Yeah,
that they made changes after they got saved. Yeah, because it had gone off the rails. But let me give you some scriptures to show you that being getting saved is not always spiritual salvation. Go to 1 Timothy 2. Chapter 2, 12 to 15. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to observe authority over the man, but be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing. If they continue in the faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. 1 Timothy 2, 12 to 15.
بزن را اجازه نمیدهم که بزن را اجازه نمیدهم که تعلیم دهد یا بر مرد مسلط شود بلکه در سکوت بماند زیرا که آدم اول ساخته شده بعد هوا و آدم فریب نخورد بلکه زن فریب خورده در تحصیل گرفتار شد اما به زایدن رستگار خواهد شد اگر در ایمان و محبت و قدوسیت و متانت ثابت بماند.
Now, does this mean that only women who had children can go to heaven?
What verse?
No verse.
Mm-hmm.
1 Timothy 2, 12 to 15.
اما به زاییدن رستگار خواهد شد. یعنی هر کسی که زایید رستگار میشه.
Yeah, did you understand that to me?
Yes.
Yep. So it says she shall be saved in this life.
زاییدن رستگار شد.
Of course.
اگر نزاد
it's absolutely nonsense that
غیر منطقیه اگه بخواید تصور
that this is about salvation.
این در مورد نجات باشه. شرطی به نجات نداره.
And some people even bring it up to more Christians.
مسیحیان مسخره میکنن.
Oh, your Bible teaches that women need to have babies to go to heaven.
اول بخاطر اینکه بهش میگه چه اول باید بذار.
That's simply a wrong interpretation.
اشتباهه. اعتقاد غلطه.
Because being saved doesn't mean always being saved from eternity in hell.
رستگاری فقط رستگاری از نجات از جهنم نیست.
Saved from other things as well.
Now,
if you read the whole chapter, you'll see the context. And it talks about women who have too much time on their hands, being tattlers and busybodies. Gossips. Yeah, well, this is a solution. Fulfill the purpose that God has for you. Get married. Have children. And you're too busy to get in all those problems. It will save you from a lot of harm when you have something to do. And of course, for the man that is to provide for the home, he has to be busy too.
Yep.
But this is not about spiritual salvation. She's just being saved from problems that otherwise would occur if she wouldn't fulfill the role in life God has given her.
این خداوند اون کاری رو که بهش داده انجام نمیداد به راه خطا میرفت و ممکن بود اتفاقای دیگه براش بیفته.
Here's another one. Go to Matthew 24.
متی 24 رو باز کنید.
And you all know this one, but Matthew 24:13.
13.
But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Oh, I need to work to get myself to heaven. Now, where is this about?
Yeah,
this is a scripture. If you go look the context, it is about the end times, the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, in verse 22, it explains what the saving is about. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened.
و اگر آن ایام کوتاه نمی‌شد هیچ بشری نجات نمی‌یافت اما به خاطر برگزیدگان آن روزها کوتاه خواهد شد.
Yeah, in the end,
در آخر,
there will be hard times.
زمان سختی خواهد بود.
That those who are in Christ have to endure.
کسایی که در مسیح هستند باید تحمل کنند.
And if they endure
till
the end,
اگر در آخر تحمل کنند,
physically their flesh
جسمانی
shall be saved.
نجات پیدا خواهد.
Because Jesus comes back.
عیسی مسیح دوباره برمیگرده.
And takes us up in the clouds.
ما رو به آسمون می‌برد.
Yeah, that is what it's talking about, not spiritual salvation.
نه نجات جسمانی روحانیمون بلکه نجات جسمانیمون.
Here's a last one.
آخرین
last
بیشتر.
Example. Go to Matthew. Matthew 14.
فصل 14.
And read verses 25 till 27 for now. Just read 25 till 30. Yeah? This is the story of Jesus walking on the water. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me."
و در پاس چهارم از شب عیسی به دریا گام برداشته به سوی ایشان روانه گردید. اما چون شاگردان او را به دریا گام زنان دیدند مضطرب شده گفتند که آن یک شبح است و از ترس فریاد برآوردند. اما عیسی تا سی دیگه.
Till 30.
30.
اما عیسی ایشان را بیدرنگ خطاب کرده گفت قوی دل باشید منم ترسان مباشید. پتروس در جواب او گفت خداوندا اگر تو این مرا بفرما تا بر روی آب نزد تو آیم. گفت بیا. بلا فاصله پتروس از کشتی فرود شده بر روی آب روانه شد تا نزد عیسی آید. اما چون باد را شدید دید ترسان گشت و مشرف به غرق شدن فریاد برآورده گفت خداوندا مرا دریا.
So did Peter get saved there, right on the water?
Allah Petros, نجات
پیدا کرد. Is he now going to heaven from that moment on?
همون لحظه ای که تو آب بود نجات روحانی پیدا کرد.
And of course not. He is physically saved.
از لحاظ جسمانی نجات پیدا کرد.
He asked Jesus, "Hey, can I come?"
عیسی مسیح رو خواست و گفت.
And Jesus responded, "Yes." So he's walking on the water.
داره رو آب راه میره.
And instead of looking at Jesus, he's looking at everything that's going around him.
به موج‌های اطرافش نگاه می‌کنه. به طوفان نگاه می‌کنه.
He starts sinking.
شروع می‌کنه غرق شدن.
And he just cries out to Jesus, "Save me."
و بعد فریاد می‌زنه که عیسی مسیح مرا نجات بده.
Save me because I'm drowning.
من نجات بده چون دارم غرق میشم نه اینکه نجات ندارم.
Go back to 2 Corinthians 7.
دوم قرنتیان فصل 7 دوباره بخونیم.
Yeah. Verse 10.
آیه 10.
For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death.
زیرا اندوهی که برای خداست موجب توبه می‌شود به جهت نجات که از آن پشیمانی نیست اما اندوه دنیوی موجب مرگ است.
Yeah, the salvation that it's talking about here is basically them saving their church.
این توبه و این نجاتی رو که در موردش صحبت
می‌کنه. Yeah, that their lampstand is not taken away.
در مورد نجات کلیساشون صحبت می‌کنه که اون شمعدون کلیسا ازشون گرفته نشد.
Because they were on a path.
چون کلیسا
تو مسیر
در حال نابودی بود.
They'd gone off the rails.
دور شده بودن.
But after the letter of Paul, they had changed.
اما بعد از داستان پولس فکرشون رو عوض کردن.
They started solving problems, getting things right.
شروع کردن مشکلات رو حل کردن.
And Paul was of course comforted that he hears that he was received by them.
احساس آرامشی تشویقشون می‌کنه که دریافتشون کرده، قبولشون کرده.